Remember who you are. Day 15. Some ways to enhance the conversation with yourself. Welcome to week 3 on the journey to remember who you are. Today we'll start with a quote from my short book, The A to Z of a Truly Amazing Life. Quote, Y is for you. Remember who you are. Look into your eyes. You will shed tears of joy each time you realize. There is power and joy in remembering who you are, and it is essential to true happiness. Forgetting this always brings unhappiness. But you can always remind yourself. Just look in the mirror and ask, who are you? Allow answers to flow and keep asking until you feel the complete joy of knowing that you are an infinite, joyful, powerful, loving, and creative being. Ironically, forgetting yourself by serving others is the surefire way of reconnecting to the real you. Unquote. And now, today, let's talk about two enhancements to our mirror practice you can add to the mix this week. Keep doing what you've been doing, of course. I love you, in the mirror, at least twice per day, and repeat the phrase, I love myself, throughout the day. But now, enhancement one. Feel free to mix in more discussion in the mirror, if you haven't already. Loving and forgiving and accepting yourself are the keys. Adding more real discussion with yourself can greatly facilitate that. As mentioned in the quote, feel free to ask yourself, who are you? And listen for the answer. Ask whatever questions are on your mind, but ask them to yourself, looking in your eyes. Here are some great things I like to hear directly from myself. What do you want most? What makes you deeply happy? What makes life so amazing to you? Who are you? What are your greatest strengths? What do you love doing more than anything else? Why do you love that so much? Think about it. If you were dating someone, wouldn't these type of questions be great ways to get to know that person deeply? So do it for yourself. You need to know yourself deeply. You need to remember who you are. So I invite you to enhance the conversation with yourself this week. And here's enhancement two. This comes from a technique that one TAL family member, Leona M., had shared. Quote, having had a stressful morning where my self-confidence dipped, I have had to force myself to look in the mirror and use a technique alongside Aaron's to bring myself back to me and to feel calm and peaceful again. Basically, I took my name and for each letter of it, I replaced it with a word that reminded me of my true self. So I said, I am Leona. I am loving, enthusiastic, open-minded, natural, amazing. This is what I say most days, but because today was harder, I wanted to use strengthening words, so I added a new one. Lioness, energy, optimistic, nerve, accepting. What do you think? Feel free to give that a shot if you need an extra boost. It's week 3. We've established the daily habit now, and its roots will go deeper this week. Let's go even deeper into our soul along with those roots. Let's get to know ourselves even better. Let's dive deep and remember what our soul has been whispering to us our whole lives, but sometimes we've forgotten or we've kept it too noisy to hear. Make today amazing.